from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
It'll be a 1-1 to Judge. The pitch swung on and hit. Deep center field. Trout on the run. Aaron Judge, number 50.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
1, 2, 3.
On The Fan.
All right, BT, here we go with a little 3RQ as you do every Wednesday at 11:40. First one for you. If you heard a beeping noise from your new neighbor's backyard, how would you handle that?
I don't think I'd be overly alarmed. I like to think I'm a pretty good neighbor. I would, meaning, do I hear it from inside of my home or if I'm in the backyard
You're
doing
in the
something
backyard.
And I hear something? I'm in the yard.
You're in the backyard.
Okay.
It goes off every 30 seconds.
Well, I'm sure I would wander over to my fence and peer over and try to find out what it was.
Right.
So I could tell that something annoyed you. So, I mean, I know both my neighbors really well. If I thought it was something that was, you know, not good for their home, like, I would tell them, but okay. I don't think I'd be alarmed.
Right, but you know them maybe, well.
Yeah.
So, I don't know this guy. Never met him.
Okay.
And
you haven't met your neighbor yet?
No. And that's what am I going to do?
God.
Go knock on everybody's door? Hi, I'm new in the neighborhood. Nice to meet you. I don't want to do
trick
that.
Trick or treat.
What are you supposed to do? I don't know.
I think there's a line of like an outline. I'm not saying you go seven homes down, but your immediate neighbor, either on your left or your right, you probably knock on
their door.
Now,
one.
Really, they should do it to you.
Okay, so.
And they should bring you something.
I met one neighbor, talked to him, all good.
Is this the guy that I met at the baseball game?
Okay. No, I have not met him yet.
Nice
guy. We got invited to some neighborhood thing. Like,
I know you're thrilled. You can't stand that stuff.
And then my wife, the people on the opposite side of us where the beeping is coming from, they did drop something off.
Oh, that's nice.
And like left a note, but I didn't meet them. My wife did. I'm barely. You know, home.
I got it.
Especially during the day, so it's only nighttime hours. So I'm telling my wife, like, you know these people. Tell them to shut that thing off.
How loud is it, real quick?
It's not loud,
yep.
But it's loud enough to where in a peaceful backyard, every 30 seconds. Beep.
Oof.
Every 30 seconds.
It sounds like a water sensor.
It's something with their pool configuration. Because I thought it was coming from my yard. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
And I go back there and I could see it. And then I texted the prior homeowner. I'm like, hey. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's been going on at his yard for a year. I go, you didn't say anything to him?
And he wants to unload the house.
Yeah, he's like, no,
what's he going to say?
So now my quandary is like, my wife's like, you better not start. Like, if you go over there, the first thing you say can't be about the beeping noise. I'm like, but what if it's something wrong? Like, he should know. Now,
yeah.
I just want to shut off because I don't care what the problem is. That's his problem, not mine. I got enough problems on my own.
Sure.
But, like, I want to go over there and let him know. But
I don't blame you. I think there's a delicate way to do it. I know you're not going to huff and puff on the door. And I know you're not like a lunatic. I think there's a nice way to introduce yourself. And then as you get ready to end the conversation,
by the way.
Yeah,
so.
You know, let's maybe address this in the backyard. Yeah.
So I go over there with like a case of Surfside and be like, hey, nice to meet you.
Oh, you could do that. And then here's what you do. You bring over a few surfs, right? You sit in his yard, because if he's a good neighbor, he's going, hey, you know, you have a little time, you want to have one in the backyard?
What's that beeping noise?
Then you're right on the ground. You could ask him, and he'll give you the answer.
Right, but see, we're setting up a whole procedure. Where I just really want to get to...
Zap it.
Hey, you've got a beeping sound going off every 30 seconds. You know what I'm saying?
The hoops you have to jump through. Oh, God.
Here's a fun one for you.
Yes.
Favorite thing to buy from 7-Eleven as a kid?
Now, oh, man.
Assuming you had 7-Elevens in Brooklyn.
I didn't.
What?
No, not as a kid. No, man. So when I'd go to Disney, I probably went to Disney, God, I would say maybe three times from the span of when I was like 6 to 9, maybe.
Wow.
But no, we also had relatives in Orlando, so it was easy. Like,
okay.
We'd stay at like a motel, like a Howard Johnson for a couple of nights, then we'd stay with them, right? So my favorite thing was after the day, even at Epcot, which I think opened in 82, Epcot or wherever we were, going back to the Howard Johnson or wherever we were, and getting a Slurpee for the ride home, like it felt so big. And especially back then, they had the Slurpee cups with the Major League All-Stars on them.
Ooh.
I remember getting one Cecil Cooper. I got Dave Winfield once, and obviously as a Yankee fan, I'm probably 8, 9 years old. I'm absolutely pumped. I would have to say the Slurpee, and it's by far and away number one.
There was one walking distance from my house, so we would
when
play.
When you were a kid?
Yeah.
Oh,
so it was like the biggest thing ever. And from like the junior high school, but as a kid, like we're playing wiffle ball. Yeah, they take a break during the summer. Mom gave you $1.50, whatever. Ugh. Walk up to 7-Eleven. And they had, I don't remember though, I was more of like a big gulp guy than I was Slurpee.
I never drank a lot of soda as a kid. Not
for
a ton.
For whatever reason, like if I were going there, I would have big gulp.
I got you.
And I forget, it might have been Slurpee too. Obviously, Slurpee was like the big thing going there. Yeah, you know, sometimes you get a big bite, whatever, the hot dogs from that. Nachos, all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I remember though, they used to have the little baseball, like, baseball card coins. Like, you know how
baseball
coins. A coin, but it was like a size of a coin, and it was like All-Stars. I still have them, actually.
I don't remember those.
Kirby Puckett, Mike Schmidt, they'd be on the bottom of, I think it was a Big Gulp.
Really?
They'd be on the bottom of, so you'd buy a Big Gulp, and then you open up the little bottom pouch, and out comes a little card of
that's
like
heaven.
Kirby Puckett,
money.
Mike Schmidt, Cal Ripken.
Oh, man.
Those are the best, dude.
Wow.
But walking to 7-Eleven in
that's
the summer.
That's a good one. That is good. No, I didn't have
Slurpee
it.
They
wound up opening one, and but
candy,
it was,
you know.
Oh, yeah, all that stuff. Even like baseball cards, but wiffle ball, sometimes they have them there. That was more of a drugstore thing for us, but then
we'd have to get them because we hit them in the gutter.
Same with us.
Hit the wiffle balls in the gutter, you have to go up to 7-Eleven and replace them.
Oh, God, same. Like, you'd hit one on a house and you just hold your breath, like, oh, please come down, don't get stuck in the gutter.
Take a good bounce.
Yeah, and it was an out for us if you caught it. It was an out, so you'd be running over somebody's lawn, diving, trying to catch it before it hit the ground. But they wound up building one, but I was like, in high school, and I'm not that I never went there.
Right,
I still went there. I just went there to get dip instead of, you know. But not when I was a kid. 7-Eleven rocks still.
It is
my
funny
kids
though,
love it now.
One quick thing on the wiffle ball. It is funny. I remember my father being like, damn it, stop hitting those balls off the house. They get stuck in the gutter. And I'm like, what's the big deal? And now as a homeowner, you realize you don't want anything stuck in that gutter.
Leaves, balls, rags, I hear you.
Last one for you.
It's thousands of dollars, yes.
What is the biggest challenge in your daily routine?
That's a great question. That is a great question.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In my daily routine, it's not getting up. I get up fairly fast,
right.
Very regimented. I'm out at, you know, within a 7 or 8 minute window, the same exact time every day. I'm always gassed up, from the night before. So it's none of that stuff. I would say that it's probably making sure that I work out at least twice a week, sometimes three, but with work and all the coaching, which I love, right, and I'm going to miss when it's over. I would say probably just trying to stay in, I'm not even in great, I don't mean it like that, but just making sure I remain committed to the workout.
Carving out the time to do
Yeah, which I do. I'm pretty good at it, but it's hard, man.
You want to know?
Get tired.
You want to know what's messed up? Mm. I obviously came up with that question for a reason.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was.
Well, you just started your workouts again, so, and you told me for a year that it was hard to incorporate it into your regimen, so maybe that's why.
No, I think it stemmed from getting cash to pay for parking, because it's such a
getting cash.
Yeah, I have to go to the, 'cause who carries cash on them anymore?
I don't.
Yeah, me neither. But I need to pay cash.
Why?
To park where I park at the train station. It's what? The biggest annoyance, dude.
What kind of old school operation is
exactly.
that? Is
the first couple of days I show up, I'm like, you don't even like
cash.
Yeah.
And they, how much? What do they charge?
$12 a day. But you know how annoying that is.
That's annoying.
To work into. So now I'll try to do it. Obviously, I don't want to do it every day.
Yeah.
But like, it's so annoying. So I think I came up with this at the same time as the 7-Eleven. On the way home, I stopped at an ATM that has my bank at 7-Eleven.
Oh, God.
And that's how I came up with the two questions. It's just so annoying.
Think about how life has changed. You went from getting, you know, big gulps and drinks to Fernando Valenzuela at the bottom of it to trying to go there to get money because some jerk is trying to hold you up with cash.
Yeah. I mean, it's so annoying.
Oh, God almighty.
Look, finding time to do everything in our daily routines is challenging
itself. It's tough.
But then when it's stuff like that, that's just an annoyance, like, put it on the card. Charge me an extra $2 and put it on the card. Nope. Can't do it.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know any place that just takes cash.
Yeah.
I really don't.
So I have to work that into the routine. A
couple of restaurants, but I mean like stuff like that, like parking or, right.
Anyway, there you go.
Good job. Yeah. I like him. Good job on the 3RQ. Just tread lightly when you go and tell this guy that his beeping thing is driving you nuts living there.
My wife is the one. I'm like, well, then you do
it. And you do it softly,
like a woman.
You do it softly.
Hey, I noticed the beeping in your backyard. Yeah. Maybe something's wrong. I just want to make sure.
Make sure everything's okay.
Yeah. But, dude, it's annoying.
Now, can you hear it from inside the home at night?
Not at all.
Okay.
Only outside. And my wife doesn't even hear it. But I heard it. And then once you hear it, you can't unhear it. And then I started timing it. I was like, every 30 seconds. Is it some kind of... He's just got to hit a button, I'm sure, to shut the damn thing off.
Uh-huh.
But what's next for me, rather than go over and say hello, again, because I don't know him, I'm just going to blast some music out there.
You know what I hope? I hope one of your neighbors, and preferably this one with the beep that has started to drive you nuts because it's beeping incessantly, I hope they have young kids, and I hope they have a summer birthday coming up, and I hope they have a Grimace Mets theme.
Oh, God.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.